Gosum Gupe Gone Chakte Lo Ngushami Chuchu
Turn to page 97. We'll do the short mandala offering.
Sashi puki ju.
Good evening.
Good evening, Geshe.
Mm-hmm. So now we are in the section in the Guru Puja. Developing or practicing the faith towards the person, him or her, you accept as your teachers, based on recalling the kindness, recalling the kindness of that person, okay? So, we complete the practicing the faith or devotion towards that person based on recalling the qualities, it's already completed. So now, today, I already started that one, so that one, couple more stanzas to, maybe one more stanza to complete that, practicing the faith or devotion towards that person, recording the kindness. So, So as I mentioned before, Teba Ngondro Mata Cheba, there's Teba, no, Teba means no faith, faith. When you talk about faith in Buddhism, there's no three different types of faith, no. Ngondroji Teba, so Ngondroji Teba, Tangya Teba, Ishi Teba, Ngondroji Teba. Wishing to be liberated, wishing to be enlightened, wishing to be, follow the footstep of, the great practitioners. So you have figure your translation of these three types of faith. So maybe there's better translation. So. My language book. after 1959, a lot of people, they escaped from Tibet. So they put into, part of India called Buxar, used to be British prison, British prison. So they put all the monks there, from Sarah Devon Gandhi, they put it there. So then, a lot of challenges invite, it's too hot, because from Tibet it's very cold, so there are all kinds of, problems. So then one of the biggest problems is language problems, So whenever they go out of that camp, so they can't really communicate with the local people and they don't speak Hindi. So then they bring some books in their back. So whenever they say, okay, wait, one second, they bring the book out. So that's like me here. Let me say, this is the important to explain Teva. The order doesn't matter, Order doesn't matter. So you check it, longing. What longing means?
Yeah, it's longing. It's just slightly different pronunciation.
Huh?
Wishing for long.
So it's not just blind faith. When you talk about faith in Buddhism, that's the first one's called longing faith.
Guess what? They also sometimes translate that as aspiring.
Aspiring faith. That sounds better. Aspiring. Aspiring faith.
Aspiring.
Aspiring faith. Longing faith. pure feet. Tanetebo, doesn't require much reason, you know, doesn't require much reason that like sometimes when you walk in some places, you know, so like minute you walk in, you feel good, you know, you feel kind of like, you feel connected, you know, you feel, you have goosebumps, you know, tears like that, you know, that can be, happens, you know, like seeing something or maybe walking to some like sanctuary, so that happens, you know. Or maybe visiting the holy site, you know, holy site. Like, as a Buddhist, so when you go to Bodh Gaya, you know, that's like one of the most famous Buddhist holy site, Bodh Gaya, where Buddha achieved enlightenment. So when you walk, you know, through the stupa, you know, you have different feelings, huh? And also, the Bodhi tree where Buddha did, you know, 6 year solid meditation, so, so when you go towards the trees, it's kind of, you know, like, very, like, how you say, inspiring, you know, so, the person who found the Buddhism, so, you know, did 6 year solid meditation under the Bodhi trees, so, so that's how we achieve enlightenment. So there's like pure faith, you know, pure faith. So the last one is called convinced, you know, convinced faith. Called Ichigeteva, convinced faith. That's the best. Oh, Ichigeteva. Oh, So you know, for example, like Shakyamuni Buddha, Lama Tsongkhapa, you know, you read their work, you know, they are like, they wrote so many books, you know, you read, you know, their work or books. Some of the people say their work. Yeah. Their work?
Works or books.
Or yeah. Works or their works. Or, not their jobs, their works. Their works. So, you know, so then like, that's the best thing. You are really like, how you say, then you study them, you think about them, you meditate on them, you know, so they, then you gain like, you know, some like experience, you gain some experience, you know, that experience is very liberating, you know, very liberating. So then, because of that, then you are 100% convinced the person who discovered his path is genuine or sincere. Oh. So that's the best way to develop faith towards, Shakyamuni Buddha, studying his teachings, you know, questioning, studying, investigating. So then, you know, particularly the teaching of emptiness, teaching on emptiness. So Lama Tsongkhapa was very much inspired by, you know, Shakyamuni Buddha's teaching, particularly teaching on, you know, true truth, ultimate truth, the last one, ultimate truth. Then especially when you experience what is ultimate truth, then you gain this, you know, conviction faith. That's the best, best faith. So, you know, like faith is important, no? Importance is like mother. Without mother, there will be no child, or no child. It's like ring. Ring is like ring. Even though, say, blessings are like hook. No matter how many times there somebody throw hooks, it does not, nothing to hook on, you know, doesn't matter, 100 times, 1,000 times, you know, the ring is like faith, you know, faith. If there's some rings, more likely the hook could, you know, caught into that ring. It's like faith. It's like, you know, then all the spiritual experience, all the experience, spiritual experience and the blessings, because that's like child, no child, so, mother is like, you know, then faith, not just blind, I'm not talking of blind faith, talking about faith deeply rooted in reason. Then that faith becomes unshakable faith, no matter what people say, that faith is unshakable faith.
Is unshakable faith the same as convinced faith, or is that another faith?
convinced faith.
So there's aspiring faith, convinced faith,
pure faith. Then convinced faith and unshakable faith, the same.
Geshe, sometimes they translate that as trusting faith. The third one, the convinced faith.
Convinced, I think convinced is better translation.
Okay.
Because you are convinced by reading their, you know, reading, studying, learning, thinking, their work. So Lama Tsongkhapa wrote one book about Lama Rinpoche called Spiritual Song, Spiritual Experience of... Song of Experience. Basically, you know, Experience of Meditations. That's the name of that book. You know. In that book, he says, knowing the teachings, you know, not without knowing teachings, you know, like having a faith, that faith is very shaky. You know, so Tibet, we are culturally Buddhists, you know, but you know, Tibet, not every single Tibetan people knows Dharma, you know, the Dharma, you know, they don't study. You know. So now His Holiness telling them, become 21st century Buddhist, means Buddhist with knowledge, not just faith. Down the road is no good, you know. It may help here and there a little bit, you know, down the road, nothing to hold on, you know, so just like, could be pure faith. But, you know, developing faith is not easy, you know. Developing faith is not easy. So therefore here, you know, like recalling the quality of that person. That's one way to practice or develop in the faith. Recalling the kindness, you know, of that person. Then practicing the faith or devotion toward that person. Faith is not easy to develop. But, you know, just faith is not good enough. if just faith is good enough, why Buddha taught all these teachings? That's like 300 books. You know, each has like probably close to 1,000 pages. Why Buddha taught all of these teachings? No reason. wisdom. We need to develop wisdom. You know, we need to. That's the only way to liberate. Only way is to free yourself. because wisdom eliminates, you know, like not knowing or what you call ignorance. The wisdom need to learn. So His Holiness encouraging people, 21st century, become 21st century Buddhists. You know? I travel to Laos, Cambodia, you know, many parts of, you know, not in the big city, but you know, remote parts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are Buddhists, culturally Buddhists, and their knowledge of Buddhism is, you know, very, very limited. So that's like unfortunate. You know? So then... need to study, need to study what they taught about how to liberate, how to free ourselves from all these, you know, problems, all these problems. So the instruction is very clearly laid out all in all these books, you know, particularly Lamrim. Lamrim is the summary. When you summarize this, you know, 84,000 scriptures, when you summarize it, then it comes into Lamrim, stages of the path. It guides you step by step how to liberate, no? Read the good part of Lamrim, read the no need to read the hell realm, no need to read hell realms, no? Because no need to go that far, because we have plenty of problems. We have plenty of problems here on earth. No need to think of hell. Why you think of hell? We have plenty of problems here on the earth, you know, like, you know, all kinds of problems. People not getting along, you know, people fighting each other based on their belief, their culture, their traditions, their looks. You know, we have plenty of problems, so don't need to go that far. Four Noble Truths, you know, this like the core teaching of Buddha Shakyamuni after his enlightenment. That's like studying Four Noble Truths will definitely help. Mm-hmm. tebangundu mada cheba, tebangundu mada cheba, teso, teba, no, this it, gundu means go before, no, before, gundu means before, mom is like mother, no, before, like, no, before, before, like mother, the faith needs to be developed. Power of faith. So then also, you know, one, I think, good thing to remember, but now I don't remember, like how I said, like, the object itself, that doesn't matter. The object itself doesn't matter. You know, it's mainly it's coming from your faith. It's not necessarily coming from the object. It's mainly coming from your faith. It's the power of the faith. It's the power of faith. It's not the power of object. It's the power of faith. See. Things happen, materially things happen because power of faith. Then, you know, all kind of, you know, as I said, all kind of spiritual gain, spiritual attainment, out of, you know, faith. So anyway, just think about, faith is not just talking of blind faith, you know, the best is like the convincing faith or convincing faith. Just want to share, is it clear? Longing faith, pure faith, you know, pure faith, convincing faith, you know, convinced faith. Yeah, so let's just want to share that with you. May need this book again, so maybe I'll keep it a little while. Now, now another so I already read that before. We are still on how to develop, you know, or practice the devotion or faith towards this person, okay, whom you accept as a teacher. When, because of the time, the son of the conqueror said, I already read that last Wednesday, Tuvenyima, son of the conqueror refers to the teachings, Buddha's teachings, okay? Son of the conqueror refers to the Buddha's teachings, Tuvenyima, teaching of Judaism. No, everything, nothing lasts ever, forever. Nothing lasts forever. Everything changes. Everything is going to change. Constantly changing. Momentarily, you know, constantly changing. Even though this prayer will look the same, it's not the same. It's changing, constantly changing. That's called subtle impermanent, you know. Growth change, you know, is there. There's somebody told them, out of the table they broke. There's a growth change, a growth impermanent. Subtle. That's much more difficult to see. Momentary change, you know, constantly changing. Body and everything, constantly changing. So therefore, nothing lasts forever. So even the Buddha's teaching is something wonderful, doesn't last forever. It will also, you know, someday it will end. So Tuvenyima, son of the conqueror, reverse the teaching will set. It's a matter of time. It will set. Time is like 5,000 years. Buddha's teaching will remain in the world 5,000 years. Out of 5,000 years, so they divided 500. So it's almost now 2,600 or maybe close to 650 is already gone. So now in the rest. You enact the deed of concourse. So that finish now, that last when this is finished. So now today is this one. So this title of the text called Guru Puja. This is all practice. This whole book is practice dedicated to how to, improve or nurture relationship with the person, him or her, you accept as your guru, or spiritual guide, or guru, or lama. Like all the enlightened beings of three times, even one of your hair pole is for us. A field of merit more highly praised than all the concord of three times and the ten generations. Ten directions, you know, it's like Chochu, like east, west, south, north, then like south, east, like, then that's eight, then up, down, that's called ten directions, or Chochu. These words are powerful words. So when you do refuge in Buddhist prayer, you say Chochu, Tujusunji, Tijinshapa, Tamjijo. So you are taking refuge in not just one Buddha, so Buddhas from like ten directions, ten directions. So, I feel a marriage more highly praised than all the concord. I have here. All the concord of three times and ten directions. Compassionate refuge, savior, I make request to you. Basically, not easy. Not easy at all, not easy. But we can just give up. Thank you. Okay. The result of eating a lot of spicy. Realization of eating spices. So when you say the word, if you think about the meaning of the word, so then it benefits. I think Lama Marpa is the teacher of the Milarepa. Milarepa is great Tibetan yogi, practitioners, So his teacher called Lama Marpa, also another Tibetan master, and his master is Indian, he went three times, I'm not sure, three times or four times, went all the way from Tibet to India. At that time, there's no boat, there's no airplane, you just basically ride horse if you have some money, if not, then you walk, you hike. Hiking to India from Tibet. There's long hike. It's like much longer than Appalachian Trail. Gijisambo hike from Tibet to Nepal, like took like 25 days. He was 13, I think he was 13 years old, 13 years old. So anyway, so at that time journey, you know, it's much, much harder than nowadays, because there's all kinds of, you know, like poisonous, like snake, all kind of things in the jungle, you know. Anyway, so Marwa visited probably a number of times to receive some instruction or teachings from Telan Naropa, or Naropa, his, you know, his teacher. One time, that one day, probably Naropa just manifested it in the space, manifested this mandala, whole mandala, Charasambhava mandala. He manifested it. Then he called, oh, a little Tibetan boy, wake up, look at. And he wake him up, you know, then Marwa wake up and say, your Yidam is here, just look. And Marwa looked, that's like whole mandala is in the space. Basically, Lama Naropa created that mandala and asked Marwa, oh, whom you are going to do prostration? Do prostration. You will do prostration to the, you are like deity with the mandala, or you are going to prostrate to your lama. Then Marwa thought, oh, I see lama all the time. I don't see no mandala like that, you know, very often, you know. So I should do prostration there. So then Marwa said, no, I said, there's some mistake in the omen. Omen? Auspicious, no sign. Then after that, mandala disappeared. Just, mandala just, you know, disappeared. Marwa's heart, just right in front of his eye, just went back to heart, disappeared. So, because, you know, even though there's many, many enlightened beings, we have no access. No direct access to them. Only direct access that you have is to your lama, you know, to receive teachings and, you know, instructions, then guidance, you know. So therefore, kindness-wise, you know, lama is much more kind to you than compared to all the Buddhas from the three times from the 10 generations. So, that's, you know, the what this means, so. So now here, no, this like that completes that stands up completely now, practicing devotion towards your guru, your own guru, based on recalling the kindness of guru. Okay, so now that completes. So now here, now still practicing, like, you know, it's not easy. It's not practicing. It's not just towards your guru, towards everybody, you know. Practicing, trying to see, like, just pure is not easy. Trying to see just pure is not easy. Oh. Shivon Jidishis, 84,000 scriptures taught, Buddha taught according to 84,000 different types of disturbing thought, you know, all kind of disturbing thought, you know, disturbing thought. Oh. Therefore, it's not easy. You know? Not just, you know, it's hard enough to practice that with one person. Is much, much, much harder to practice with all living beings. So, so therefore, you know, there's like practicing that based on recalling the qualities, based on recalling the kindness. So now here, the qualities divided into qi, outer quality, noun, inner quality, secret qualities, or chinasama, tekolani, the quality based on emptiness, divided into four different, you know, point, okay, four different points. So now this one says, qualities, the outer qualities, recalling the outer quality of the gurus, then practicing the devotions, okay. Deshe kusum jenji kolona tanga jirin jo tamo jo 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 deshe kusum je kada Tibetan text is not easy to find. They are very close to each other, there's no gap and there's no index. No Indians. Especially when we come close the exam, it's a nightmare because no Indians. So now they make books, they make so much. See, one of my teachers, you know, one of my teachers passed away, he said back in Tibet, the way he studied, he has incense, there's no light. So with incense, then he, you know, studied. So see, it's with incense, you know, that's how they become, you know, really, I say, they're well educated, you know, they're really, so now, you know, in the monastery, we have lights, you know, you don't have to burn incense. But people are reading probably less. Tibet, they really want to learn, they really want to read, there's no light. So sometimes I was, you know, like wondering if there's light like this in Tibet, maybe how much they'll read, you know. There are many books I even haven't seen, you know, I just know. So in monastery, time to time you read all of this as a team, not as a one person, as a team. You know, so like 2,000 monks, then we read this all together. You know, so one person keep one bundle in the very end of the line. Then pass, you know, page by page. That's how you read, you know. So probably read those teaching like that, but not, you know, like by myself. This is now the outer quality, okay? The Guru's outer quality. If you are looking at the book, 118, page 118, and LC 49. So this, I would like to read some commentaries. Deshe kusum jenje kolor ni shesu der lama lamji sudut mangdu yu desa. That the person who wrote this book, commentaries on this text, root text, he's saying that now there's many, many different ways to explain this outer qualities, you know, outer qualities. Lama lamji sudut mangdu yu desa. Sanje tani jimi matu yu. Shepra siji di par. Chi yundin jibi suwan deba taza. Chuchi pungo shisa si ji chigin nama yundin jibi suwan deba. So we'll skip many, many different ways of explaining, so I'm not going to explain that. So we just stick with one explanation. Jibra sanje shisa si ji chigin de kona yundin jibi yundin suwan deba. Ma tanje pangme jya So here it says Chōjū shīngnā shūbē sāngjē tāngjē shīng dādāng dādāwē nīmā ngāpō, nīmā ngāndō bēn dōwā sō. Chōjū shīngnā, shīng refers to the realm, so. So that's like, Chōjū shīngnā shūbē, so. Enlightened beings, you know, from 10 different directions, you know. 10 different directions, there's many of them. Dādāvī nīmāngādāvī, nīmāngādāvī, nrūvā, sācī ngūsutāvī, kāvā mēpā nām. As I said last Wednesday, you know, there are, within the Tibetan people, there are some of them who receive direct teaching from 13 Dalai Lama. These are people who receive teaching directly from 13 Dalai Lama. And there are Tibetan people, like me, never saw 13 Dalai Lama, just heard. So I did receive a lot of teaching from 14 Dalai Lama. So there will be Tibetan people who never see 14 Dalai Lama. There are people who receive teaching daily from Shakyamuni Buddha, and there are people who receive teaching, such as like 5 Dalai Lama, receive teaching directly from Lama Tsongkhapa. And then after that, all other Dalai Lamas, they never receive teaching directly from Lama Tsongkhapa. So even though there's 4 Buddha came to our planet, on our earth, but I have no clue at that time where I was. I'm not sure, somewhere. This all happened within 2,500 years. We are not talking about dinosaurs, 100 million, 200 million, no. That's talking about within 2,600 years, within that period. So many things happened, so many great masters came, but didn't got chance to receive teaching directly from them. So, Nimavada Sanji Ngozo Towa, Towa Kawa Meba Namsa Jesuvi Chiduje. Those who didn't have the opportunity to see, those great masters directly, for those people, Jesuvi Chidu Daja Brahmana Kawa Nyambe, Tamabe Susu Tudes, Menaki Nenam Zobatende, Sanji Jisal, Tiba Zebe, Tuje, Tseme, Towa Nyamdo Gomjings, when they think there's no lamas, it's manifests as a person, not as some kind of divine being that we can see, we cannot see, like us, like human. So to the Menga, that's how they guide us, give us instructions, we can talk, ask, we can see. Whatever they are delivering the Buddha's teachings. So, Sanjay Tibhadzebe, instructions that, if we follow that instruction will lead you to all the way to enlightenment, no doubt, no question. So that kind of instructions, is receiving from the Lamas. So therefore, to remember this kind of outer qualities, quality such as manifesting as a human, not as something else. So if Lama manifests as a dog, could happen, but how serious we take. We just say this is just dog, So Bodhisattva do manifest as animals, So Bodhisattva Siddhikabha stories always, kind of makes me think. So Bodhisattva Siddhikabha manifests a pig within the herd of pig. Herd of pig? So when you think, what you can do to hang out with pig, other pigs, what you do? Yeah, maybe there's a reason why Bodhisattva manifests as a pig with the group of pig. From our point of view, what you can do, then you can teach them. There's all kinds of ways to benefit, So, to just say, I'm going to say, Deshe kusum kada, so na abdulji English this. Adorn with the sugatas, suk, that's Hindi or Sanskrit. Suk means happiness. Sugata means ones who gone for happiness. That's the name of the Tathagatas. Same Shakyamuni Buddhas, enlightened things. Name of enlightened being Sugata. This is Sugata. This is the Su sukh refers to happiness, sukh deshe, one that gone for happiness. There's no, not just talking about temporary pleasure here, there, not that kind of happiness, like uncontaminated happiness or everlasting happiness. That's the enlightening. Adorned with the Sugata's three bodies, ornamental veils, deshe kusum jenji kolos, deshe kusum, deshe kusum. So there's three bodies like Dharmakaya, Shukuche, Dharmakaya, then Longu, Sambhogakaya, I think Sambhogakaya, then Tuku, Nirmakaya, Nirmakaya, Kusum. Chuku, then Dharmakaya, there's, you know, within the Dharmakaya, there's two of them, you know, two of them. Sometimes there's a four body, three bodies, two bodies. There's many numbers in Buddhism. There's a Buddhist version of PowerPoint presentations. So I have 70 for you when you hear number 607, 20, 25, you know. So, long time ago, we had meetings in Boston, Kurukula Center. So, with, you know, the group of like the Westerners from Europe and from America talking about universal education. So there's three gishes. So then I'm the one who speak a little bit better English than other two gishes. So I end up translating, interpreting, they asked me to be interpreter. So there's nothing to interpret because, you know, they are showing PowerPoint presentations and the interpreter doesn't know anything at all. What to interpret? There's nothing to interpret. So they are showing you something, then all kind of like, then next session I say, I'm like completely confused. Then they're wondering why I'm being so quiet because they have nothing to say because I don't understand at all, at anything at all. So what I can say, like that. Anyway, kusum, three bodies, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmakaya, then Rupakaya, there's four bodies, Rupakaya. You manifest from an alluring net to net of skill for meanings. Alluring, what is alluring? The Jokotum Jinja Colony, Tanga Judo Train Jogger, the Tamatin, Tanki Train Jogger. So, in an ordinary form of to lead all beings, compassionate, refuge, savior, I make request to you. Kusum Jesum Kusum Lungutukusum, Tuchi to Lady to Pagina. So, this body, when you get enlightened, you are going to obtain them simultaneously, not like one. And after the second one, third, no, simultaneously you achieve all this, no, four bodies of enlightened beings. So therefore, looking down on oneself is, according to Buddhism, is not, how you say, good things to do. See, so this, we may born as an ordinary being, so we may, you know, die as like something very incredible, you know. So even the whole, see, according to the Vajrayana teachings, looking down on oneself is not good. You know, tesum ji chenje do kuddo ji sabe om. So now see, when you see word om, that's called Vajra body, Vajra speech, Vajra mind. Doji sunse da, three vajra. Sunse da, ku doji sabi om. So om symbolize body, vajra body. Om. Symbolize, you know, vajra speech. Hu symbolize vajra mind. So therefore, when you make new painting, so when you look behind the painting, that om, hu, they write, symbolize body, speech and mind. That's why they write. Behind the tata, om then eyes closed on, because no, I guess the head symbolizes body. Doesn't it? Head symbolizes body. So, so anyway, here, then right next to, not very much gap between om and ah, because here and here, not much gap. So then who, there's no, then a little bit down, because heart. Not like, no, from medical point of view, heart, you know, somewhere here, but the water of mind is pointing somewhere in the center of your chest. It's more related to the feeling, you know, more related to feeling, not like circulation, more related to feeling, you know, when you especially when you meditate, more related to the feeling. To symbolize these three bodies, Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmakaya, symbolize, then this word Om Ahu symbolize these three bodies, so symbolize. Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmakaya, symbolize. Then you can say what your body, what your speech, what your mind. Now Allah may say, Doji Lungu Cheba, Sunga So, Sawa, Chokale Sandi, Shizu Maya, Matu So, so. There's something, some kind of explanations this person, this author is saying based on Vajrayana teaching, so he says he's not going to explain. So, oh yeah. Kapte se kusumji mi se jenji kula sheba tans, mi se jenji kula sheba tans, kuzo tu sumji samatam jenji bija kushibi tuyin dashi za. Then, tela kuyi samatam jenji bija bani, ngayi chanju semba, shuk changi, shajo jenji denji, kam dandu shecha wani, miji jenji kamdi, temba tupi ombo, Chubana, Chuniga, Omana, Tishinshaba, Kuya Senda, Kuya Tsuduji, Zemo, no necessary. So, then, Jindin gumbu uzun namge kamdu sambala namge kamdu nimun kada kuja tenye jamada kuy da sultan namaji pawa mongaj batinja basun. So now it's like the detailed explanation of each, you know, like water body, water mind, water speech, you know, it's more complicated. I'm going to skip that, okay? Oh yeah. Then it's okay. I'm going to skip. What? Huh? It's going to blow out. It's going to blow our head. Just remember, what's your body, what's your speech, what's your mind, and combined with. Not the see like Nirmagakaya, that's definitions. No, Dharmakaya, that's definitions. Nirmagakaya, Sambhogakaya, all that, each one of them has definitions. So if you are more interested to learn those definitions, then you should look at the text composed by Maitreya Buddha called Ornament of Clear Realizations. So, Avisamaya Alamkara, chapter number 8, there's detailed explanations of those, you know, four bodies, and like 84 sign, or has a 32 sign, 84 marks of enlightened beings. There's a detailed explanations in the chapter number 8, so you can read. I think that text is translated into English. So then there,
Ornament of Clear Realizations.
Then in the English translation. Yeah, chapter number 8.
Who wrote that?
Maitreya Buddha. That text was taught in Tushita, you know, not the Tushita that was one in Dharamsala, that's just name. That's not real Tushita, they just name after Tushita. Tushita, Gandhi's, it's in the form realm. I think it's in the form realm. Tushita is in the form realm. Our three realms, the desire realm, form realm, formless realm, is in the form realm, Tushita. So, there's five set of texts taught by Maitreya Buddha related to Asanga. Asanga talks like, it only talks one morning of that realms. In that realm is only one morning. Human life is 50 years. 50 years, that's like one is morning. One day, 100 years gone. Human life, one generation is gone. For them, it's just one day. It's only taught one day, one morning. That's equal to 50 years of human life. So then Asanga brought those texts to the earth. Just think about, Vajra speech in mind, then if you really want to learn, so then please read the chapter number 8. The text has 8 chapters, the chapter number 8, then the explanation. So now the probably move to the inner quality, outer quality, the inner quality. So your aggregate elements, sources and limbs. What is sources? Are in nature the sugatas, concept of the five families. You know, in the Vajrayana teaching, there are so many visualizations, you know, involved in the Vajrayana teachings. So many visualizations, you know. So therefore, so once in a while you see the different traditions, you know, say, in Jewish tradition, didn't they say this body is like temple? Somehow there's some kind of relationship, particularly in the Vajrayana teaching, you know. In from the Vajrayana teaching, this is, you know, very sacred. Why? Because, you know, every element, every aggregate is something very holy. It's not just ordinary. So you remember we already explained, study the visualizing your whole body as the divine being, every aggregate. So I think the Jewish tradition, they say there's what is called that sacred temple. The Buddha is the sacred temple. So it is very holy when you think about from the Vajrayana point of view, because it's all day long. There's divine being is very much alive, So in some case you dissolve. When you finish the practice, then you dissolve. So other than that, so then usually the dissolve comes in the very end of the day. So then after that, they probably practice some kind of dream when they go to bed. So they probably, practice dream yoga, out of 6 Naruba yoga. So then whole day, 24 hours, something very special, when they go to sleep, then the dream yoga or been practiced. So. there is a relationship. 나고 라다 까와냐바 냠데도 추수나 양 추수야 난기 풍금지 남니 담아가 비버르가에서 좀 어제 이벤도 이노서 the triangle stripe is very visible human stripe is hidden you can't judge based on their look so you have no clue you know the inequality you have no clue so therefore people shouldn't judge people that's like saying triangle stripe is very visible human stripe is very hidden what is trying to say they're saying not to judge you know could be you know bodhisattva you know who knows best thing is to see pure that's the best thing you get benefit you know everybody get benefit even though the lama appears as ordinary being so then you know so the all the arrogant everything whatever it says your arrogant elements sources limbs if the lama is practicing vajrayana practice so the lama is visualizing all day long visualizing that his body is like all the visualized hold everything in the body is like inseparable with the divine being all kind of divine beings so then particularly with you know five Buddha families probably you remember we all talk so I already explained the samaya of five Buddha families remember or five Buddha families that's why the mandala when you look at the mandala this is white there's one family of Buddha then Shalkar Ho says east south yellow so Shalkar Ho says Numar west like red Numar Changjang north is Jang Jang is like green then middle is blue that's five Buddha family 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that's how the mandala color has been decided next time when you look at there's five different colors when the same mandala they symbolize five Buddha families not just you know, for fun so therefore you can't just make I like here today I don't like to put white I'm going to put red you can't do that you know it's already been decided because this for meditations not meditation so it's always white then the chakra flows and no much and the umos so five Buddha families so I don't remember the name in the Sanskrit but that's like it's somewhere there so, now it's easy to find you can Google today there are no Gurgur, so you have to listen for somewhere. So you have to, so now you don't need to carry incense to read. Just to know Krishna. Not just here, all room lights up. Sorry, John. So because the reason when you visualize, you know, that's like so visualizing yourself something divine, you know. And that moment that the visualization has to be really as possible. Oh, even though we have all kinds of mistakes here, there, you know, but that moment when you visualize, you have to believe what you visualize at that moment for the profound reason. Oh, see, so it's very, very, you know, important. So, having conviction, faith into your visualization is critical to success in Vajrayana and teachings. Without that, oh, who am I visualizing myself as a Tara or Buddha, you know, so I have all these problems, then, you know, you are not going to succeed in Vajrayana practice. Hmm? That moment is for a profound reason. You have to, you know, make yourself believe in your visualization really is possible. Hmm? You know, So, when you do the group puja practice, when you do group practice, just visualize. This is something, you know, not just ordinary, you know, just for the problem, for good reasons. Just visualize that moment, just think something, you know, something divine. And don't think that, oh, it comes with all kind of problems, this problem, that problem, you know, not getting along with that person, that. No, no, you gain success in Vajrayana practice with that kind of mentality. So especially when you do the tsok offerings, you have to make yourself believe, you know, this is something, you know, like not ordinary, something very special, So, you know, so all kind of deities located in all part of the body, so it's not just ordinary body with all kind of problems. It's important, okay? Mm? Just to remind you. Mm? Then he told us, even though, you know, following the detailed visualizations, they take a lot of time and effort, you know, and of course require strong concentrations. So just to visualize, you know, everything there. That Lama said he already explained the detailed explanation of how to locate all the deities in different parts of your body. He said it's already done. It's all done in the marriage field. This is already done. Lama is done, so I also done. not again. So now the. There's a couple more minutes, so then one part, China, Sawa, all of that. Then, Sawa, in the course. Now the Guru's sacred qualities. Should I have so on the watch? So maybe we'll skip. Because in this way, it is difficult in the thoughts of what is the religion of the world. So then. I'm not because I don't think that you are not going to understand. Of course you are going to understand, but it's very complicated. It's very much time consuming, very much complicated. So what you can do, so when you find the commentary on Guru Puja, and if you really want to get very detailed into all the visualizations, then put a study. Read, in English, study. So then any question that you have, then write it down. Then I'm happy to explain. If you really want to know. Not just, okay, I just want to know. This is not for this, no. All this explanation is not for curiosity. It's for practice. If you really want to, okay, I want to know, so want to put into practice and all the digital visualizations, then you can read, you know, so not don't just stop. Oh, I'm not going to, I don't understand anything, you know. You read multiple times, then think. So then, you know, write down all your questions, then be happy to answer. Okay, happy to answer. Sit down with you, then happy to answer. Swami, even like some of the term, you know, some of the term is very difficult for me. It's complicated. Namda Vesa, this is more, this all the qualities very much based in the highest yoga tantra. Within the highest yoga tantra, there's two stages, generating stage and complete stages. That's very much based on complete stage, last part, you know, right before you get enlightened. So then there's like many numbers, you know. So I just think just number will blow off your head. Numbers, there's so many numbers here, there's no numbers, remember. At the moment, what you can do, just when you visualize, when you do the guru pujas, when you visualize your guru inseparable with the deities, you know. So according to Gelugpa traditions, commonly we visualize the gurus inseparable with Yamantaka, Gya Samaja, Chala Sambhava. So then just visualize, you know, Lama is inseparable from the deep down from your heart, inseparable with Yamantaka, Gya Samaja, Chala Sambhava. So then, you know, then you, same as like you are visualizing all this quality, outer quality, inner quality, sacred qualities, you know, it's the same, it's the same purpose, okay? So now more interested about talk a little bit about the now what is the sacred qualities. So then, Okay, so I will try all my best. Now, I also have more interest to give little more explanations about the quality of the emptiness. Okay. Nina tude kundo insutim. So this all stanza. Sibe kolo lungi juachi. Sibe kolo lungi juachi. Tamje tomba seje ngavecho deje chuju kola chase los. Deje chuju kuso. Ninang means dualistic view. Ninang, dualistic view, you know. Here, object, subject. Object, subject. what do you call, like, kunto. Because of dualistic view, there's many, many view. Among those view, dualistic view, you know. Object, subject, you know, like, kind of like separation, the distance, so that's called dualistic view. Kunto is like, actually it refers to all kind of mindset, mainly refers to the, how I say, not like positive mindset, all kind of mindset, you know, so, or, you know, like, just example, like kunto. Or maybe there must be something there, or maybe somebody's talking about me, even though they are not talking about you. That's called, you know, namtok, like namtok or kundo. All of that, you know, when you, everything's level, merely level, everything's level, you know, just level. It's not like, you know, it's not like right from the beginning somebody become your friend, if somebody become your enemy. It's all level based on circumstance. Something happened, you know, then somebody involved. So all of that kind of mindset dissolve into emptiness. That's what it means, dissolve into emptiness. You know? In the end, everything is level. You know? It's just a reflection, you know, the clear, still, clear lake is the true nature of mind. Still, clear lake is the true nature of mind. Oh, that's what it is, true nature of no mind. You say Buddha nature, you can say Buddha nature, same, true nature of mind, still, clear lake. All kinds of things reflect into that lake. These are the reflections. One way to say is your perceptions. It's your perception. It's like reflections. Everything, because the lake is still clear. It's not like still clear. So many things reflect. Even though all these reflections look exactly the same as whatever is reflecting, but they are not. They're just reflections. So, everything is interdependent. There's not independent, absolute reality. Everything is dependent, no? Interdependent, everything interdependent, no? There's no such a thing called interdependent, independent, absolute, concrete reality, no? But we do say, how are you? I'm absolutely fine, absolutely good, but that's not really absolutely good. But, you know, it's all conditional good. Oh, so, I'm conditional good, that's right English.
Excuse me, what stanza are you on now?
Oh, that's not Guru Puja, sorry. That's not Guru Puja stanza, that's good.
Are you on 49?
52.
So the stanza that I'm reading is from the commentary, it's not part of the Guru Puja, the commentary. Ninatibi. Right from the beginning, is everything dependent, but that's not how. That's not what we see. We see right from the beginning is something independent, or independent. It's not like dependent. Or that's the big problem. So, therefore, it's called illusion. Why it's called illusions? Because what we see is not what it is. No, what we see is not what it is. That's called illusion. No illusion. Because you are hallucinated. Because you know. The magic. You know? What we see is no. What we see is not what is happening. What's happening we don't see. You know? It's like just maybe just piece of wood. Then you end up seeing elephant. It turns out this piece of wood. Somebody just naked elephant. You know, out of like say the good magicians, they can you know like. Say 1 mile around this area, whoever walks in, their eyes have been tricked because they did something. So there is actually a piece of wood. It's like for you, you see elephant. Of course, the magician also see elephant. But you believe elephant. Magician doesn't believe. Magician knows it's illusions. So people who see emptiness, they know it's illusions. But for us, it's real. We believe what we see. There's a difference between magician and the audience. Magicians don't believe what they see, but audience believe what they see. This is a big difference, no? So, magician knows exactly what's happening. What's happening is not exactly happening what people are seeing, it's happening something else, no? It's like, because you know, Julie, you remember Julie? Julie John? Her father, you know, like, he does magic, like, at the side as a hobby, not like his lawyer. So when I visited Kentucky, so Julie took me to the building, the whole floor, you know, like one like flat is dedicated to magic show. Then shows all kind of trick. But you know, when you sit in the chair, you see something happening. But when there are shows, it's like it's kind of like silly. So Tajitin Juanga Rajitin Domani Rajin Domani Namba Yasu. Right from the beginning, naturally right from the beginning, Tajitin Juanga, all the interdependent things, all interdependent suffering, happiness, friend, family, religion, culture, tradition, all everything, no, right from the beginning, naturally. They are empty of inherent or absolute existence. That's the case, that's the fact, but that's not how we see. Therefore it's called illusions. We see real moon, we see the reflection of moon, but we believe that's moon, but right from the beginning, naturally, that's not moon. It looks like moon, but it's not moon. It's not moon. Reflection, our face is in the mirror. That's a reflection, that's not our face. That's a reflection of face. Right from the beginning, that's the empty up, you know, our face, but you know, that's not how we see. We see it's our face. No? So that's called illusion. All the interdependent things, naturally, right from the beginning, number areas, they are empty of, you know, absolute, concrete, inherent, but that's not how we see. We see other way around. So therefore it's called illusion. So, So this, all this kind of, you know, view, all kind of dualistic view, many related to with that, all this view, when you see emptiness, it dissolves into the emptiness. Basically, it's like merely level. It's just merely level, you know. That's what it is. Just merely level. Sive kolo lungi juwajas. Sive kolo lungi juwajas. Sive kolo lungi juwajas. Then, no samsara. No samsara is like severe kolo, cycle existent. It's like the cycle of wind. What do you call wind? Sometimes they...
Cyclone wheel.
Huh?
Oh, like a cyclone or a tornado?
Oh. It's like, you know, it's go around, look at jua. The continuation, some wind like that goes like continuations.
Yeah. Oh, cyclone.
Oh, cyclone. Look at George. Seeing emptiness, that sometimes it's like that, cyclone. Sometimes like cyclone. It goes round. It just goes round. It goes round. No. Same old. Silent.
In Tibet, you have dust devil. They're not the same as a cyclone. The air does go around the same as a cyclone and a tornado, but because it's on land, it's going across the land. It's called a dust devil.
Dust devil. Okay, thank you. Silent. Yeah, silent. So then, sometimes like silent. So then, empty.
Cyclone.
Bicycle clown. Sometimes like bicycle clown. According to Kadama Master, samsara is lovable. You know, nothing to take serious. Lovable. You know, it's like things. So, Kuretula Gimutu. So there, the Kadama Master, they said, you know, there's nothing to be serious. It's like lovable. You know, so. One day is fine, other day is no, all kind of things happen. Anyway, it's like cyclone? Cyclone.
Cyclone.
Cyclone, okay. It breaks, no, that breaks the emptiness. Wisdom realizes emptiness breaks that. Because why? Wisdom realizes emptiness because all this dualistic view, all kinds of view dissolve into that emptiness. So in order to understand detail of that, you know, sections, Lama said here, in order to understand the detail of these sections, oh, now time is over. Oh, let's stop here. The next witness.
Turn to page 246, and we'll do the dedication prayer by Master Shantideva.
So, Shukla, you keep this book here, or you bring it home?
Yeah, I keep it in here.
Oh, yeah. Can I keep it here?
Sure.
Yeah, maybe. It saves you some of your times. Oh, yeah.
Okay, page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Om dare do dare
re so ha.
Om dare do dare
re so ha.
Om dare do
dare tu re so ha.
Om dare do dare tu
re so ha.
Om dare do dare
tu re so ha.
Om tare tu
tare tu re so ha.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to class. Thank you. Have a wonderful night.